From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, December 8th. Coming up, access to reproductive health care sits on shifting sands across the Midwest and South, and that has led some women and men to make permanent decisions. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The mother of one of the hostages still being held by Hamas says time is running out to get her 23-year-old son and more than 130 other captives released. Rachel Goldberg, a Chicago native, spoke from Israel. Her son, Hirsch Goldberg Polin, was abducted by Hamas militants 62 days ago.
We know from the people who were released that the conditions are very much dangerous and frightening, and I don't even want to go into it as a mother. I don't even want to speak what's happening. And we know that Hirsch is very traumatically injured as well. So we're living in a very scary, scary chapter.
About 1,200 people were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. Gaza's health ministry says Israel's counteroffensive has killed more than 16,000 Palestinians. Dozens of people enjoyed jelly donuts, music, and the celebration of the Jewish faith on the University of Illinois campus. Last night's Hanukkah celebration ended with the lighting of a large electronic menorah in front of the Illini Union. Rabbi David Teichtel of the Illini Chabad recounted the ancient Israelites who rededicated a temple in Jerusalem.
The story of Hanukkah is about how the few in their homeland were being oppressed. And as the whole world watched from the sidelines, the Maccabees stood up. And the Maccabees said, "No one could destroy our people."
The Festival of Lights runs for 8 days. It comes months after a terrorist group killed 1,200 Israelis and abducted 250 more in the Middle East. Rabbi Teichtel reminded the crowd to think of the Jewish children who are still in custody and unable to join their families for this year's Hanukkah celebrations. There will soon be 100 community solar farms serving ComEd customers in northern Illinois. A 5,200-panel solar farm installed in south suburban Chicago Heights by the company Reactive will be online later this month. These facilities generate electricity to send to the power grid. Low to moderate income customers can then buy some of it so they use less electricity from fossil fuels. ComEd CEO Gil Quiñones says a $90 power bill could be cut in half.
Residents who in the past have felt the burden of energy inequalities now have the opportunity to enjoy power at lower cost with fewer or even zero carbon emissions.
The Chicago Heights project is expected to serve 660 homes. Those interested can reach out to their utility provider to sign up. Other utilities downstate, such as Ameren or those run by municipalities, have their own programs. This month, the City of Champaign is offering 2 hours of free parking in the Hill Street parking deck. In a release, the city said it was to encourage people to frequent downtown Champaign this holiday season. Visitors parking for longer will receive a 2-hour discount off their parking fee. They won't need to show proof of any purchase to receive the discount. Hill Street Parking Deck is located at the corner of Hill and Randolph Streets and has more than 300 visitor parking spaces. On holidays and weekends, the parking deck and metered spaces are always free downtown. Still to come, we'll learn more about how a growing number of people are seeking permanent contraception in states where abortion was restricted following the fall of Roe v. Wade. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, it's Friday and we'll have our weekly news roundups, including the United Auto Workers taking aim at the Rivian plant in Bloomington Normal, our weekly look at politics and government, and a preview of holiday events across Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. In states where abortion was restricted following the fall of Roe v. Wade, a growing number of people are seeking permanent contraception. Side Effects Public Media's Taylor Wisner reports.
Grace O'Malley sits in her living room with a cup of coffee. She sips and reflects on when she decided she didn't want to get pregnant. She has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a genetic condition that weakens the body's connective tissue and can get much worse postpartum. Plus, her doctors told her if she did get pregnant, her uterus could rupture and she could have a premature baby. O'Malley was on hormonal birth control up until last May. But after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, she knew an abortion ban was likely coming in Ohio, and she might not be able to end a pregnancy if she needed to.
I was like, you know, I actually want to talk about getting surgery. And the nurse just, she was surprised, and she was like, oh, okay.
Dr. Clauda Malin checks off her to-do list after a morning surgery as an OB-GYN at MetroHealth Medical Center in Cleveland. She says since the Dobbs ruling came down, many of her patients have been seeking more permanent solutions.
Some patients will say, like, oh, could you stash some IUDs for me? You know, like, they'll really, they get very nervous that it's just going to go away overall. And so nobody can reimplant your tube once it's been taken out. So I think that they have that comfort of there's no way anybody can take this part away from me.
Legislators in some Midwest states have floated bans on birth control. So far, they haven't gone anywhere. But the fear is real. What Mullen is seeing in Cleveland is part of a national trend. The Kaiser Family Foundation surveyed more than 500 gynecologists across the country in the spring. More than 40% of doctors surveyed reported an increase in patients asking for sterilization since Dobbs. That includes states in the Midwest and South, where abortion is banned with very limited exceptions, and states like Ohio, Iowa, and Wisconsin, where bans sit on shifting sands. Ohio voters, though, recently approved an amendment to the state constitution which guarantees access to abortion. There aren't many big health risks to tubal sterilization. Doctors mostly worry about regret. But the majority of patients are like O'Malley. She had some complications post-surgery, but says she never second-guessed her decision.
I've never really thought about it, honestly. It's just kind of been, it's become kind of a fact of my daily life. It's like, hi, I'm Grace, I have red hair and I can't have kids.
Some men are also changing their contraception patterns. Dr. Sarah Swigert, a urologist at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, says they've performed double the number of vasectomy consults and procedures as they had before the ruling. She points to a Cleveland Clinic study, which showed the average age of men getting the procedure has dropped from late 30s to mid-30s following the court decision. The study also showed an uptick among men who had never had kids. She's seen that trend firsthand in her practice.
I think as more women speak out about perhaps not wanting to be on various forms of birth control for decades, I think that men are more aware of vasectomies and perhaps are sort of doing their part, so to speak.
Vasectomies are generally safer than female sterilization and have a much quicker recovery. But Mullen isn't surprised that so many women want the procedure themselves. They are the ones who would have to carry the pregnancy and handle the ensuing health impacts. O'Malley feels that acutely. She has been in vulnerable situations in the past. She was sexually assaulted in college and went through a period where she was homeless.
I would want to know that I was going to be safe and I wasn't going to end up in a situation where I was pregnant and I would have no path to go.
She says her choice was an act of self-protection. I'm Taylor Wisner, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 57 degrees, southwest wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Kate Grossman, Reginald Hardwick, Alex Degman, May Antar, and Taylor Wisner. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.